This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Temperatures are nice and easy out there. A little rain where I am right now and overcast, but it's going to be a great day to be going forward in the garden to get out there and do some work. So definitely be worth it to get out there in the next few days. Now, I have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Rockland.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I had some areas last year. In September, I put down some grass seed. And this year, it didn't water much because we got a water ban. And it's all brown now. Should I go to another grass seed that has longer roots?
Well, so going with a grass seed that has longer roots is a great thing because the further the roots go down, the less likely they are to have an issue with drought. So that is very helpful. The fact of the matter is it was so hot for so long, for such a long period of time, that, this was a crazy drought. I'm not sure even some of the longest roots were going to be helpful for you. It's not just about the root system. It's about getting it to be able to absorb the water, absorb the nutrients, etc.
I water a couple days a week.
Yep.
Half an hour each section.
Okay.
And can I name the product I use?
Sure.
Spots. I've been using it since 1978.
No, there's definitely nothing wrong with using that product. I mean, it is it's a very successful brand. They don't just keep going if they're not successful, right? The products, I don't think, to be honest, have anything to do with what the issues might be this season. It's just an oddity of a year with the amount of heat and the little rain, and when we do get rain, the ground absorbs it so quickly it's almost gone right away.
Right.
So there's nothing really we can do about that. One of the products I did talk about earlier today, and I've talked about a few times, is a product called Hydratain. That's a product where you basically, it comes in two forms, a granular or a liquid. I like to use the liquid form because I see where I'm spraying it. You can spray over the lawn, and it actually takes about 50% of watering. It cuts it in half, okay? What it does is it takes water from the air, the moisture in the air, and will actually help water the plant that way. It's kind of like a dehumidifier. The dehumidifier is taking water out of the air.
Yeah.
It's doing the same thing for the soil, for your lawn. And it helps it establish a little bit more, kind of coats the whole plant, the root system, to allow it to absorb that water a little easier. So that could be something to look forward to in the future. But any of the deep roots systems, you know, Jonathan Green has that Black Beauty seed that has a deeper root system. It'll go further.
Yeah, I heard you say that before, Jonathan Green.
And that grass seed is very good for it. Because, like I said, the roots go deeper into the soil. So the deeper they go, the easier they are to find water, find nutrients, etc.
Where can I buy that?
So at a local garden center, we'll definitely have it. The Jonathan Green Black Beauty is the one you're looking for. Okay.
Yeah, right.
They have a Black Beauty and a Black Beauty Ultra. I personally like the old reliable Black Beauty itself. Black Beauty Ultra, you're paying a little bit more for the product and sometimes getting the same results. That's just kind of my thoughts on it. But I think the regular Black Beauty, which will do sun and shade, which should be fine for you. Okay? The deeper the root system, more nutrients, more water it's going to pull for you.
So maybe I'll switch over to that this year.
And this would be something you could start doing now, this season.
I know that.
Get it developed. Exactly. And then in the spring, add some more down to try and get it a thicker lawn. The thicker the lawn and the less weeds. So the weeds are going to pull moisture and everything away from the grass itself. So if you can start to pull other, you know, get more grass in there, the better.
Like, you know, I do it in the spring, put more down. I put it down like May.
Yep. You can put it down in April, May. That would be no problem. The other thing I'd even, you know, hopefully next year we're not into a deep drought the way we are, but you can put down grass seed at any time as long as you can water it. Now, just think about it this way. If in a lawn there's nothing there except weed seeds, it has nothing to compete with. There's no grass seed. Whereas if there is grass seed, at least it's a 50-50 shot either way. So by putting something down, you're going to allow yourself to at least have a better shot. If you don't do anything, even though it's warm, but you can still water, you're going to have more weeds than anything. So that's why
I have no weeds at all, Harvey.
Well, that's it.
My back lawn's beautiful. My front lawn's good, but I just went two spots in my front lawn. I have the problem with the, I thought I had grubs, but I dug around and looked, I didn't have them.
Okay, well, you know, you're one of the lucky ones, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there that just have, you know, their lawn is green, but it's all weeds right now. That's one of the...
Mine's about 90% no weeds.
Oh, that's awesome. That's incredible. So we should follow some of the things you're doing as well.
Well, I just got to get this grass seed that's not growing too well. I'll try that Jonathan Green.
So what you got to... One thing I just want you to look at, if you've used the same grass seed over and over, you know, the same style, just make sure you're using the same blend. Was it mostly bluegrass, or was there a mixture of rye and fescues in there?
I think it was a mix.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. So with the Jonathan Green, that Black Beauty, it's going to go to a mix of rye and fescues. There's not really going to be bluegrass. So if you went from a straight bluegrass to a rye and fescue, you're going to have two different looks to it. So take a look at the package that you have. And if it's, you know, one of the reasons why I'm saying that is if one is bluegrass and one's a mix and you want to use the mix, make sure you overseed everything too so you can get that mix together so it does look normal across the entire lawn.
Okay. All right.
And at this point, you could also use like a starter fertilizer to put down.
Yeah, I usually do when I put down seed.
Perfect. That's it. That's the best way to do it. Sometimes even, you know, you're going to want to use another fertilizer later on in the season, like a winterizer, that fifth step, if you will.
Yeah, I use that every year.
Perfect. So, you know, if you use the seed starter now, don't use your final step yet. Wait 6 weeks until
November.
Yeah, perfect. You're right on this. It's like you've done this for many years.
Yeah, I have.
Well, I think you know, switching in some of that seed with the deeper root system is going to help. If we ever get out of the drought, that's also going to help as well.
Oh, I'm putting down, when I put down the grass seed this month, now, about the 20th of September, I get to put down the turf builder, my fourth step. Is that
okay.
Right over the grass seed, a turf builder?
Well, so if you put down the seed now, I'd be waiting, and you put a starter fertilizer down, I'd be waiting 6 weeks from when you put the starter fertilizer down. You're almost replacing a step by using the starter fertilizer.
Okay.
Because of the amount, you know, a lot of them are going to be like a 10, 16, 10, or something along those lines.
Yeah, so don't use the...
Don't... Yeah, because you could burn the lawn by using too much nitrogen at this point. That's why I want you to wait the 6 weeks. Basically, this starter fertilizer is like another step, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
So wait that 6 weeks so that you're not burning the lawn.
All right.
And then that's going to put you in, you know, middle of October. And then you could even do, depending upon if the lawn isn't frozen or the ground's not frozen, you could put another one at the end of November, just depending upon the season.
Yeah, the winterizer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much.
Well, I hope that helps, Mike. You have a great rest of your day.
Sunday.
Awesome.
Thank you. Have a
thanks,
good day.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here when we get back. More of your questions, and we'll do the best we can to help you out. So we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Drab.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. We have a crab apple tree that a few years ago mice or something in the winter rimmed the bark off about 4 inches in the total circumference. I put pine tar on it, and it seems 2 years later to be doing okay. Should I reapply the pine tar, and what's the future of this tree?
Well, so if the plant's doing okay, then, it should be fine going forward. What will happen is sometimes it's mice or even sometimes rabbits will girdle around a tree like that.
Yeah.
And so by putting the pine tar on it that you did, it kind of covered the area so that nothing can bite on it. What I think you should do going forward, instead of putting more pine tar on there, they make a... basically, this plastic that you can wrap around the bottom of a trunk so that you can cover that area, so that you can take it off during the summer and not have to worry about it just holding in any pathogens. At this point, I don't like, you've already done the pine tar itself. That helps. I don't want to put anything else on there. So it's basically, if you ever go to a nursery or garden center at the beginning of the season, when you purchase a tree, sometimes they have something around the base, like a white plastic. That's identical to what you can purchase at a garden center to protect the trunk from rabbits and that type of thing. So that's how I would do it. Have you fertilized this plant at all, the crabapple, in the past few years?
Just with wood burning,
okay.
Ashes.
So what I'd like to see you do this fall, and you can do it any time now, is feed it with a tree tone from Espoma. What you're going to do is you're going to feed it at half the rate of what it says on the package this fall, okay? Yeah. And then in the spring, you'll use it at the regular rate. You can purchase it now, so you'll have it for the spring as well, so it won't, it doesn't go bad in the, like a garage or a shed or something. But what you do is you'll feed the tree on the drip line of the tree. So however wide the tree is itself, that's considered the drip line. So you would
and
put
the product is?
It's an Espoma. It's an Espoma product called Tree Tone.
Tree Tone.
Okay. So the, this product you would put on the drip line of the plant. So however wide the tree is, where the branches go out the furthest, that's the drip line. So you could mix it into the soil around there, like in a circle. Some people will take the bottom of a shovel, stick it into the ground, open it up a little bit, and put it in there basically in like four sections to feed the roots that way. Up to you on how you want to do it, but water it in after you've put it into the soil. And then do it again this next spring, because it's definitely going to help it develop a little bit more. You've almost stunted the growth, and so what'll happen is it's almost like it's a new plant, if you will. So the third season would be the year you would see the most growth coming back. So this spring, you should see a good amount of it coming back. The other thing I'd look to do this spring is prune it a bit. Get rid of some of the dead branches. Get rid of some of the cross branches, any branches that are rubbing on each other, so that it can really absorb that fertilizer when you do it this spring, and will help you develop the plant a little bit more and show and give something back to the plant, because by cutting it, it's going to put the effort into it getting stronger and bigger for you.
Okay, hey, thank you very much.
No problem, Tim. Well, good luck, and keep us posted.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You may not know it, but most lawn fertilizers actually spread chemicals and pesticides across your entire lawn. Until now, that's been the history of lawn care products. It's also why Espoma has developed an affordable, all-natural lawn program that's safe for kids and pets. You already know Espoma is the name you can trust. They've been making organic plant foods like Hollytone and Plantone for over 84 years. Imagine a great-looking lawn that you're not afraid to walk barefoot on. It's a whole new day in lawn care. Look for Espoma organic lawn food products wherever quality lawn and garden products are sold. And visit Espoma.com to learn more about organic lawn care. Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. All right, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The domestic violence suspect who ended up being shot in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers 2 weeks ago has released a video from his hospital bed. Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump. A record-breaking heat wave continues in the Southwest. Los Angeles could reach 110 today. Some slight relief there is expected tomorrow, but the demand for power to run AC across California could lead to rolling power outages over the next few days. This is USA Radio News. Kentucky Derby number 146 is in the books.
Authentic, here's the ball, here's the layer. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. Authentic, the first wire-to-wire Derby winner since 2002 when War Emblem did it. Authentic's win means no Triple Crown winner this year. The Preakness Stakes will be run late this month. There were no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, but over 1,000 people demonstrated outside the track, some demanding the Louisville police officers involved in the shooting death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, be arrested, while others were there to support police. Last evening, the mayor said there were only some minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. The huge lake fire near Lake Hughes, California, has now been 95% contained. It's been burning since the 12th of August, and it scorched 32,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Elaine is in Lowell.
Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. Good morning. Good morning. I have a question. I'd like to move a grapevine, and I'd like to do it now, like at least a week if I can. And I was just wondering, is there any way possible to do that, you know, at this time of the year? I'm actually picking the grapes now, and I'm going to finish picking them, and I was thinking I was going to, you know, cut it down and try to get as much dirt as possible with the roots to move it.
Okay. Well, it's actually, so there are two times you can transplant a grapevine, in the fall or in the early spring. So you're right on time, right?
Okay.
So with the grapevine, it's probably, how big is this grapevine? Pretty decent size?
It's a medium size.
Okay. So you can actually cut it down pretty close to the ground, about 8 inches from the ground, to get it moved out. If you want, you could, to be honest, you could go a little bit. You don't have to cut it all the way back to that. I'm assuming with a medium size growth to it, it's, you know, cutting it back to 8 inches is almost going to feel like it's nothing there, right? But you can cut it down just to a couple feet if you'd like. What I would like for you to do is try to get as big of a root ball as possible. That's the biggest thing, okay?
Okay.
Before you dig it out, okay, you kind of want to clean out around the perimeter of the main trunk, maybe about 8 inches or more out from it. It just kind of cleans, gets you to see where those root system is, frees them from the soil, because that's what we're looking to do, all right?
Okay.
We want to get that easily out of the soil. So you'll dig a trench around it in a circle to get any of those, like, vertical roots that are going, kind of see where they are, kind of just we're trying to get as big of a root system as possible. That's kind of why I'm saying dig around it first, because what it does is it sees how far the roots are, and you're not going to cut some of the major ones. You might be able to get a bigger piece of it, okay?
Okay.
When you do get this root ball out, when you replant it, just get it twice the size of the root ball the hole will be. Loosen up some of the soil in there, and then just, you know, using like a biotone starter to help move it into the new place, to help it with that transplant shock, and water heavily. Adding some compost will definitely help. One of the things, you know, that I suggest before you are to move the plant is water heavily the night before.
Okay.
So leave the hose on a trickle around the base of the grapevine and let it sit for a half hour, 45 minutes. Okay. Let the water just start to absorb into the plant. So when I say night before, I don't mean like, I'm not talking 10 o'clock at night. You can do it the day before, really.
Right, I understand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you want to get that soil saturated, because what's going to happen is it's going to help absorb the water prior to shocking the plant.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you shock the plant and you cut the roots, all of a sudden it's just going to try and absorb as much as possible. If it's already full, it's going to be a little bit easier for the transition of that plant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a huge thing. Using the biotone starter fertilizer that they have, that right there is going to help with the transplant shock. It's going to attack the root system in a beneficial way. It's going to allow the root system to really not have that shock. You know, you're going to shock it by cutting its root system, but it's going to help you down the line. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So, excuse me. So, the, you know, trying to get as big of a root system as possible is the best way to do it. You know, maybe it's going out about 12 inches from the center or all the way around it. That might help you be the best. And again, the fertilizer, that starter fertilizer, it's best to be used when you're transplanting something, and I think that would be the best to help you.
Do you put that mix that with the soil around?
Yeah, you can mix that in the soil. And getting some sort of compost to add to the soil is definitely going to be helpful.
Okay.
You don't want to just putting it back into the soil with the soil that's already there might not be, mm-hmm. you know, the easiest. This is the perfect time to be able to add compost and mm-hmm. help the soil a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So mixing like a compost in 50-50 with the existing soil is probably the best. Okay.
Okay,
50-50.
Okay.
Yeah. The biggest out of all this is getting as much of a root system as possible. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut the plant back, like we said. Maybe it's, depending upon how big it is right now, maybe it's like 18 inches. So you just have something to kind of, to be there. Some will go, you can cut back a bit. But needing to move them, just also realize in the next season, you might not have as much production as you have had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I understand. Yeah.
Okay, so it's just... You know, the plant's going through shock. It's kind of reestablishing itself. So I think it's something, you know, you can definitely do now. You can do it at this point or early spring, but since you need to do it, you said you have to do it in the next week, you can definitely do it.
I would like to, yes. That would be the best time for me to move it. I would like to do that. I was just wondering, what is considered the fall, as far as, like, moving things like that, what is considered the fall?
I mean, once the temperatures are starting to fall down, I mean, obviously it's not until the end of September, but I always picture around Labor Day as the start of fall.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's kind of my thoughts. You're noticing the temperatures. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling, you know, 50s and low 60s.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, 3 weeks ago, we'd wake up and it was still 90. That's mm-hmm. kind of how I start to determine the fall season.
Right.
Even though the date doesn't say it, we're getting mm-hmm. there.
It's
still technically summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the when the temperatures are starting to fluctuate like they are and go down, and you're not seeing 90s as much, you're seeing lower 80s going into the 70s. That's really that fall period.
Yes, I understand. I agree. I see what you mean. Oh, okay. I appreciate your help with this. Thank you very much.
No problem. And just, you're going to need to continue watering this grapevine until the ground freezes this year.
Oh, okay.
Just treat it like it's a new planting. A new planting, yeah. We would water as long as the ground is, you know, will absorb the water. So mm-hmm. Do the same thing. Just consider it like a new planting and just keep watering it. The deep waterings are the best to do. And just, allow that water, leave the hose on a trickle and let it sit there. So it can really continually keep going, okay?
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Elaine. Well, you have a great rest of your day and good luck.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right at the end there, I was talking about it with Elaine, just continuing to water until the ground freezes. And that's something, we get a lot of questions at the nursery at this point. How long do I water something? Well, you want to continue watering the plants until the ground freezes, until you can get the hose out there. It will help the plants go into the next season and build a little bit more for you. So that question we get a lot. Water until the ground freezes. That's the best way to figure out when you should stop watering. Right, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ann is in Dover, New Hampshire.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
My lawn is largely dead, except for isolated patches. I heard you mention the hydratein.
Yep.
I wanted to reseed this fall, but the problem is that we have a water restriction in place so that I can't water. I could hand hold a hose, but that would be rather challenging over a large span. Can I still put in try to restore that poor dead lawn with the water restrictions in place?
Now, your water restriction, is it like every other day, or can you do every day, but it's just hand watering?
You can only hand water. I'm not sure if it says which days, but I can't put out a sprinkler or anything. And it would be a very large area that I would need to water.
So it is going to be difficult for you to establish a lawn without being able to water. That's going to be the hardest part of all this. If we go through a period where it's going to rain and get a good amount of rain, that's going to help. That hydratein product that I was talking about, you can attach to the hose and water in. It helps bring moisture from the air into the soil. So if you can hand water some of it and maybe getting one of those nozzles that can kind of shoot a little bit further, you might be able to water the lawn. But the idea behind the amount of water that a lawn needs per week is about 2 inches of water per week to really keep itself established. So you're going to have to sit there for a while with a hand holding the hose and watering that way. Mm. So it's going to be a little bit harder for you. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next few weeks, if we get some rain here and there, it kind of goes back to where you'd be allowed to use a sprinkler. You can put grass seed down all the way up until middle of October, end of October. Sometimes I've seen people do it in November.
Oh,
so you
really?
Still have some time. It really just depends on the way the weather is going to go. This year, no matter what we do, it's been unpredictable. So you never know. I mean, we could have warm weather in December this year. It's happened to us in the past where, I don't know how many years ago at this point, but I remember on Christmas Day it was 80 degrees. It was probably like 5 or 6 years ago. But you understand what I'm saying. It all depends on the way the temperatures are going. So you might be able to continue. doing this a little bit later, but the water is the main thing for you. The hydrotain doesn't cut down watering so that you don't water at all. It just cuts it in half, the amount. So basically, instead of 2 inches a week from your watering, it's looking for like an inch of water from you, and it's going to grab that other inch of water from the air and the humidity.
Well, now with that new seeding, which I guess you have to keep constantly moist, how often would I need to water if I put down the hydrotain?
Well, so if you're looking to put 2 inches down, the best way to do it, grab a tuna fish can, which is an inch high, an empty tuna fish can. You leave it in the area, water like you normally would. Don't just sit there and fill the tuna fish can. Water the area by sprinkling it all over with the hand. See how long it takes to take about that, fill that container. That is the amount of time per week you're going to need to water. So say it takes about an hour to fill. You can water in a few times during the week for about 15 to 20 minutes, about 3 to 4 times during the week, maybe 4 times, and slowly break it down from there and go a little bit less as we get closer to the end of the middle of the fall and into the winter.
And so okay. That's even okay trying to establish that new one.
You can try it out. Any water will definitely help it. Hang tight for me there.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's definitely starting to feel like fall. We've talked about it a few times here today, but definitely feeling those temperatures, a bit of that change. Start getting ready to get everything established for next season. We can start by getting that lawn put in. We can also get some new plantings in, because we definitely have plenty of time to be doing that. A lot of garden centers are starting to get new products in, so it's something we can be looking at. Now, Ann, you're still with us. I apologize.
Yes. I am. Thank you.
Right at the end there, you were saying something. We kind of got cut off, so I apologize. Can you just repeat what you were saying?
Well, if I use the Hydrotane,
yep.
Can I use that in conjunction with starter fertilizer?
Yes. So they do two different things. So the Hydrotane is just meant to establish the watering, so it's less for you to worry about, whereas a starter fertilizer is going to fertilize the plant. So they're definitely two different things, not something you have to worry about, over fertilizing or something along those lines.
Does it matter what order I put it down in?
So what I like to do, just based on, you know, what I've done in the past, is I like to put the starter fertilizer down first. Then I'll put down the grass seed, and then I would put down the hydrotain. One of the reasons why, so normally if I was going to put down anything, an additive, I'd put it down before the grass seed. But on this one, what it's doing is obviously it's adding liquid to the soil. And by adding liquid to the soil, and if you were to walk on it, you would start to pick up some of that grass seed from the ground as you walk. So that's why I don't want you to do the hydrotain first. So that's why you would do the hydrotain last. Just make sure when you do spray the hydrotain, you're walking backwards through the lawn, so you're not walking through a very wet spot. Okay? The whole idea is to leave the seed where it is. If you have to walk over it, make sure your shoes aren't wet, so that when you walk on it, it stays in place. That's the biggest thing. When our shoes are wet, mud sticks to it or soil sticks to it. With that soil brings the grass seed. So you might have footprints all over the lawn if you're, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, does it help and can I do it with less raking by bringing in some new soil and putting just a thin layer of new soil down and then going with these three steps that you just described and then
definitely
another layer of new soil?
But so you can definitely add new soil. That's definitely going to help it. And if you can, well, with that soil, see if you can have some sort of compost mixed into it a bit. Because that compost actually will help with the organic matter in the soil, allowing it to absorb nutrients a little bit later in the season and help it really become established.
So should I put down just a thin layer of new soil and then the fertilizer, the seed, and the hydrotain, and then another thin layer of soil?
So I don't tend to put a thin layer of soil on top of it. You can. I don't see a problem by doing that. That's really up to you on how you want to do it. But I've always kind of just raked it in. What I would do is, so I'll get the soil to the level that I want it to be, adding any new soil or cleaning up what it is, and then kind of rough rake the soil. And by that, I mean just getting there so there's a little bit of grit where that seed can sit and the fertilizer can sit. Once that has been done, it kind of looks like it's rough looking on the soil, but when you put down the grass seed and you put down the fertilizer, it has some place to stick. And then water over that allows the seed to sit in one place. You could put a little bit of soil over the top. Either way, that's not a problem. But I've
tended
to
just maybe just a quarter inch or a half inch or something.
You could if you want. Not, you know, whatever you're looking to do, a quarter inch, half inch, either way would be fine. But you don't necessarily have to. A lot of people will put like the seed down and then put like a straw over the top, like a salt marsh hay or some sort of straw with a tackifier to hold the seed down. That's how it would be done. It's something that it just holds the straw down.
So I should maybe try that too then.
Definitely. Alrighty.
Great. Thank you.
Well, good
so
luck.
Much.
Thanks, Ann.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.